Good. I always like his messages. And so the talk, the title of my talk is, It's All About Me. And it's all about me. In the title, it seems like there might be some selfishness in that. However, when we really understand the depth of this concept, what it truly means, you can understand better how we live and how to live. How we each see life begins and ends with ourselves. How we see it, how we live it, starts first with us. It's all about me. The month of September, the theme is Hearts of Service. How and what we serve is a personal choice we each must make. The question we ask ourselves this morning is, who and what am I serving? I like that little one. The first question is, do I serve regret? Do I serve possibilities? Do I serve fear? Do I serve trust? Do I serve self-judgment? Think about that for a minute. What do you serve? Or do I serve a power for good to show up no matter what I might be experiencing? It's all about me. These are questions we can each ask ourselves this morning. Getting honest with ourselves begins with service, first for ourselves. As spiritual beings, making sense of this human experience. I don't know about you, but sometimes experiences of life get a little confusing. Understanding ourselves helps us to reach out and serve someone else. Living in this philosophy, I've had the privilege of watching lives change, people in this room that I've watched grow and expand their own personal sense of self. Attitudes soften and judgments recede. However, the first part of this whole thing that was dramatically shifted and changed was in my life. That comes first. When I first came to Science of Mind, remember, it's all about me. It's all about you. When I first came, it was confusing that there was a power for good and it served me and it lived within me. This is the beginning, the starting point has to be about us. Learning to live from the inside out. Must be included a higher power, a greater sense of unity with the love greater than our little self. I don't know about you, but when I first came to Science of Mind, I was scared about everything in life. Life just scared me. Because you see, we have to learn to come home to ourselves, to our divine nature, to get so filled up from the inside that we can and will live and give from the overflow of the good that we recognize, that we have cultivated to live within us, where nothing and no thing defeats us. This we cannot do by ourselves. And all I can really speak from is not only what I see others doing, but from my personal experience. I tried to do it on my own at times. Anybody try that? I studied, I took classes, I learned about God. Yet I hadn't learned how to turn to my higher power in everything. Think about that for a moment. In every moment. Mine, as I wrote this morning, I go, mine was a sometime God. Anybody? Yeah, sometimes I'll go to God. Other times I'm going to fix it myself and I'll tell you how to do it. A God that I only used when it served me. Anybody? I loved what Dr. Ken said. You cannot outgive God. Means God's love for you is so powerful and so great. God is there for each one of us. God is the gift that keeps giving, keeps nurturing, keeps unfolding for each and every one of us. God is there for each of us, ready and waiting our discovery. You could have had God. It's not going to happen. You have to say, each one of us has to take that moment and say, I got to go to God. I have no idea what to do with this. This divine presence waits for us to use it, waiting for us to call upon it, finding and living from and in this power within. It's already right where you are. I'll say that. It's already right where you are. You don't have to be any cuter. You don't have to be any smarter. You don't have to be any younger. I found that to be the key that unlocks miracles, that unlocks the miracles, the key that unlocks the support, the key that unlocks greater love within me. See, I didn't know how loved I was. God events become more normal. I love that. I love when I turn to this divine presence and say, you know, I don't know how to do this. And the nudges or the inspiration comes, or somebody shows up with exactly what we need or what is needed. Again, when we connect to this inner wisdom, we have to learn to listen and partner with God. One incident for me stands out. I have a lot of them, as you know me. I have so many stories because, you see, along this path, when we fall into a greater sense of faith and trust, then there's one incident, one episode, one divine presence after another, because you can't outgive God. God only gives from that loving presence. And this was years ago. It was in the late 80s. I smoked 2.5 packs of cigarettes every day. I love smoking. I said, you know, I'm not going to quit smoking until I have to, and I'm going to know when I have to. Well, I used to dive for abalone on the North Coast, and I'm a dancer, and I love to dance. But I found that diving for abalone, my breath got shorter and shorter, and my dancing, I would be huffing and puffing. And I could hear Spirit say, the end of the year, it's time to quit. I said, oh, no. So I did everything that was possible to quit. I went for massages. I went out in Sonoma County. They have this place that you go into beds of sawdust, and it helps get rid of all the toxins in your body or whatever. I mean, I went from one thing to another. I started biking again because I knew that if I was going to quit smoking, I had to change a lot of things in my life, but I was determined to quit. 2.5 packs a day. Not an easy thing to do cold turkey. And I remember how frightened I was, because the more I tried and the more I worked with it, the harder it got. And I wanted a cigarette so bad. And this one day I couldn't stand it. And I said, oh my God, I don't know what to do. I can't do this. I don't know how to do this. And in that moment, there was a presence that took over me, that washed over me. And in that moment, I knew I had called on that power of God, and it had washed over me. And it literally said to me, together we do this. That's what it means. It's all about me. It's all about you. It means that you're the one that has to cultivate this power that is within, whatever your challenge is. Your discovery is to learn to come home. Learn to come home to yourself. Come home to your divine nature. If you're challenged, open your hands, give it to God. There's nothing else to do. And yet, we have to say, okay, God, I don't know how to do this, but together, I know there's a solution. I know there's an answer. Together, we can and will find a way. And I guarantee you a way will be found. If you don't know how to do that, or you can't do it at this time and this point, then ask one of our practitioners, because they know how to do that, how to speak the word for you. Even when I became a practitioner, I used to pray. I came from a big church, so we had three services. And there were some times I came to church and I wasn't the best, happiest person, but I'd put on that shawl of practitioner. And I would get in the prayer room and I would pray for people, you see, because I knew after about three or four times that I prayed for somebody, I'd feel really good and my problems would be kind of dissipating. It means you put your faith in your higher power. Because you see, if we put our faith in the challenge, into the circumstance where we focus on it, then I guarantee you, you're going to get lost in it. Daily, our work is to get filled up. So no thing, no event can ever defeat us. Means we give up self-judgment. Means we give up being perfect. I love that one. I'm perfectly imperfect. And I'm proud of it. We let go of bitterness. We let go of regrets. We forgive any self-imposed limits. Where do you limit yourself? Forgive others for not living up to your expectations. I love that one. Because I used to have a lot of expectations. We lose ourselves in expectations. Means we're living from the outside. Are you affected by events around you? Or do you, and are you able to bless the events knowing that everything that is needed in that moment comes forth? As a minister, I have to know that because I do see people struggling, and certainly out in the world we see that. Because you see, living outside of ourselves is denying our divine nature. So, it's all about me and you beginning our day with prayer. Prayer for clarity and insight and guidance. You don't have to know anything that needs to happen. Just know that there's a power for good that will and does support you. Pray without ceasing means be conscious of the words you speak. I told you last Sunday, I found myself saying, I hate that. And I went, ooh, changed my mind. Every word we say is a prayer. Hear that? Every word we say is a prayer. We are either affirming our good or we're affirming our burdens by complaining. Everybody breathe. We're either affirming our good or we're going to enhance our burdens by complaining. It's all about you. It's all about me. I invite you to make bigger and greater choices. That's all. It's easy. If you don't know how, join the class. We're going to have foundations the 1st of January. We got a lot of stuff happening here. We're more than happy to walk with you until you can walk with yourself. Let's take that to prayer. And so we just know and accept that there's only one life, one power, one all-loving, all-nurturing, all-embracing presence. I call this God, the infinite, the divine, the beloved, by whatever name. There is only one life, and that life is the life that lives within me. For I recognize that I am the beloved place where God shows up, and I celebrate that. I give thanks for that. And from this place of truth and knowingness, I, Maggie, know that I speak the word of God, and it is my pleasure and privilege to speak this word for and about each and every one here today, knowing and accepting that each one, you are the beloved place where God shows up. I know this. I claim this. I accept this for you until you can accept it for yourself. This is what we do. This is who we are. I know and accept that there's a powerful healing taking place within and throughout our entire being, that today, in this moment, we are each lifted up beyond conditions, beyond situations, into that sphere of infinite wisdom and possibilities. This is what I know. There is good, and it is for us. And I claim it for each and every one of us this day, in a greater way than ever before. And those family members and friends who can't be with us, and especially for Nola, who's having surgery this Thursday, we know and accept right where Nola is, that power and that presence and that love of God is healing her physical body and bringing Bruce a sense of peace and wholeness. And for whoever might need prayer in your life in this moment, bring them to mind, knowing and accepting that right where they are, God is. We need do nothing but claim this, accept it, and allow it to take place. Greater than what I can speak in words, I know is already taking place in the mind of God, and I give thanks for this. And I release my word, my powerful word, into that law that always says yes, returning to and through each and every one of us, multiplied, magnified, spilling over. We are full of us, full of it, because it's all about us. We let it be so. And if you join me in saying, and so it is.
So it is.
Amen.